Welcome to the Ravencaster podcast. Ravencaster is the name of a mini boat launched off the Grand Banks of Newfoundland in November 2018. It landed in Achill Island, Ireland in February of 2019. This podcast is all about our efforts to relaunch the Ravencaster in Ireland in 2023.
Welcome back to the Ravencaster podcast with a K. I am Stephanie Evans, and with me is Caitlin Grandy.
Hello.
Yes. We are here to speak about the COIL conference. It's COIL, but like it feels wrong to say.
Yeah.
Canadian Women in the Ocean Industry Leadership Conference, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. So we got the pleasure to attend the conference thanks to Deep Sense. We're very grateful for their sponsorship to go there.
There we go. I've pressed the right button this time. Woo-hoo. Yay! Woohoo!
So, yes, they sponsored us. They were great. We're so happy that they were able to do that for us and we were able to attend the conference. Do you want to talk about what happened when we first got there, Stephanie?
We were first greeted by, was it Lucia?
Yeah.
Lucia from Deep Sense. She gave us a little swag bag, had some really cool socks in there. And she kind of like gave us a little like rundown. It was really great. Told us what Deep Sense was all about.
Yep.
It was very welcoming. She was a very nice person. It was really funny. Like she just ran right up to everybody and was just like, oh my God, hi. And like everybody knew who she was. You know, it's a good marketing person when like absolutely everybody knows who she is.
Yep, for sure. So after we met with her, we just kind of like wandered off because it was a networking break when we first went in. The networking breaks were just like, we could go around to like different booths for different companies. When we were in there, we first started going around and Lucia was like kind of introducing us to a couple of people and she was so sweet about it. Like she wanted to make sure that if we wanted to meet anybody, she was going to be like able to help us and, you know, kind of take us under her wing, which was great. So we basically just went around and we collected some swag, you know, had to be swaggy.
No way. You just said had to be swaggy.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Okay, you want to talk about what happened next?
Okay, so at some point during the, was it the first day?
Maybe. What were you talking about?
The interview with Patrick Butler from CBC.
Oh yeah, it was the first day.
It was the first day we were approached by obviously Patrick Butler from CBC. And he just gave us the, you know, like the usual like, oh, so like what's the deal? How do you feel about being the doing the do? And we were like, obviously, again, the normal rundown of we launched a boat, we were in grade 8.
Whatever. Yeah, the norm, you know, just the normal interview for us.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes, very much. But he said, he asked us a couple like really riveting questions about like obviously being a woman in the ocean industry.
Yeah, I tried to tie it in with the conference itself, obviously.
Yeah, and it was some good food for thought the first 100%. Day. Yeah.
And he also interviewed the two students who were there from high school, Felicity and Laurel. They also got an interview with Patrick.
So they were supposed to be here tonight, but they couldn't.
Yeah, we're very sad. Boo.
Very sad. Boo indeed.
Where is it?
There we go.
There we go. Devastated.
But it's okay. We're here, so.
Yeah.
You guys can enjoy that.
The OGs.
So another big thing that happened there was the panels. There was so many. I don't even know how many there were, but there was quite a few. The first panel, they were all really surrounded by like women in the workforce and women in obviously the ocean industry in general. Mm-hmm. But they were all kind of like directed towards different aspects of being a woman in the field. So yeah, they were very inspiring. I found a lot of them to be very informative, and they were definitely, like, very educational, too, because, like, a lot of the stuff you probably wouldn't have
thought about
or experienced yet. Like, we probably haven't experienced a lot of the stuff that they were talking, or we have, but it was good because you're able to connect and, like, kind of, I guess, relate to what they were saying, which was great.
Yeah.
One person that I found really inspiring, kind of like still remember her like speaking, was I think her name is Ugaga Johnson. She was an amazing speaker and her talking really resonated with me. I found that she was just so good at like getting an audience interested and it was just amazing. And I found that like she had a really good passion about what she was talking about. So it was like really intriguing to like learn more. And she was encouraging women in ocean sciences, which was very inspiring.
Yeah. The panels I found were very, they were, like Caitlin said, very inspiring. It was very interesting to hear everyone talk about what they've been through and such. And like Caitlin said, again, copying Caitlin a lot. Agaga Johnson, she was very, like, well-spoken. She had everything put together.
Like, I found, like, her examples were really good. Like, she, it was almost like she'd use, like, different analogies as opposed to, like, just stating a story. It was, like, comparative, you know? I found it
great. Because it wasn't like she was just, like...
And a lot of them were like that. They were all such great speakers. Like, crazy.
Oh, no, it was. Because I remember Caitlin saying a couple times, it's, we don't get to experience a lot of the sexism.
Yeah.
Because we are, I guess we're just in the generation where we don't really put up with that kind of stuff. So it's like.
And we're probably not in the environment to experience it yet.
Not yet.
Which is unfortunate that, you know, it's coming, but, you know.
Yeah, like for myself, like when I was gonna be telling people I wanted to go into ocean sciences, it's always like a, oh, that's fun. What are you going to do about that? Like, what are you going to do there? Like, what are you going to work at McDonald's in a couple of years? And I'm like, ah, you're so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so great.
But then it's like, I don't know. There's just, there was so much that was said that was like heartbreaking in a way, but it's good to know that they still continued to persevere even though they went through so much already.
There was a panel about that, I remember, because it was, she was saying that a lot of people, like, they do get up through it, but then they give up at the end because people are like told straight to their face, you can't do this.
And I guess that's the reason that a lot of people like just assume that you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, because...
Because it's been like that for so long that people are just like, I don't know, it's just kind of like a stigma around it.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So other than the panels, there were also lunch breaks and keynote presentations. Wonderful lunch. With delicious food.
Oh my God, the lunch was so delicious. Yummy.
The pasta.
There was the first day.
So yummy.
Oh my God.
we could go on and on about the food, but I don't think that's what we're here for. But I mean, it was really good.
It was really good.
So there were a couple of keynote presentations, I believe, at both of the lunches we were able to attend. The first lunch, something very exciting happened for us.
Yeah.
The lovely Gina at Genoa.
Gina Picor.
Gina Picor. She shouted us out and kind of like praised up our project to get more people to help donate and sponsor us. So we want to give a big thank you to Gina.
Big thank you.
Thanks.
Wait, where's the button? Yay.
We love Gina.
We love you, Gina. Yes. There was something that I did, which Caitlin did not do, I don't think.
I did not. I opted out of that one.
She opted out. as you can tell, I really like to talk, so it worked out. Was the interview with Gale Force Winds, which is a podcast that came and visited the conference, and they interviewed a lot of people.
Felicity and Laurel also had a podcast with them as well.
Yes. I was speaking with, he was very charismatic. It was great. It was really fun to play off him. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned my mother as my hero. And it's like, I feel like, and I also mentioned Gina Picor. I was like, she is crazy. Like, she's mm-hmm. so cool. CEO of a company in the ocean sciences industry. And not even that, also with Genoa, not only do they do like ocean sciences stuff, they also do stuff like computer science-y stuff, like programming and like blueprinting and stuff. And that's also a male-dominated career.
Yep.
And something interesting I learned, which I think I'll bring up now, which I think is really cool, was that coding and things of the sort used to be done by women back like all the time ago. But when people started realizing that coding was actually important to the work they were doing, they were like, oh no, this isn't secretary work. You need to get women out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like at NASA and stuff?
Seriously?
Yeah. No, it's not like, obviously it's not like that now.
So as soon as it became something of importance, it was like, bye-bye women.
Yeah. Basically, they were like, yeah,
it's like, never mind. This is for the men.
Smart people thing. And you're just a woman.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
Yeah. It's so weird. Cause Caitlin and I, whoopies, we don't experience much of this stuff.
Not as nearly as much as these women who were talking about like at the conference and stuff. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
I remember at the International Women's Day conference at the CBS Public Library, there was this woman that was talking about how she would be called foul names for speaking out. It's like...
Yeah, and it's almost like, I guess a lot of the women were just so nervous. Like, it's just like they have to be scared to speak up, which is not okay.
Not that we're like, horrible, belligerent people, but, like, neither of us are very quiet.
No.
And, like, I have never been called some of these foul names by people.
I mean, we may have surprised some, but, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I think that Mr. Shepard was pretty surprised when he actually got us, like, by ourselves in the recording room. Check. Oh, my God. The little video on Educational Passages. The website.
Don't look at it.
Actually, look at it. It's so
funny. Have a great time looking at that because it's a good laugh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're both youngsters. How old were we? 14?
Yeah, we were young. I know. I think I had purple hair. Oh, my.
Oh, I had this Supernatural necklace on, like the little pendant they have from Supernatural to stop demons from. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And plaid. I had plaid on as well. It's worse. But, yeah, is there anything else you'd like to speak about, Miss Caitlin?
I don't know. What else happened at that conference? It was really cool. I don't know. I had a good time. I thought it was amazing.
It was very good. It was very nice. It was a very pretty venue, the Delta Hotel. Yeah.
I learned about a lot of different, like, new industries that are, like, upcoming in the ocean sciences.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I feel like we kind of got, like, the inside scoop. You know what I mean?
We did indeed.
Like, it feels like we were kind of thrown into this different environment, because when we first got there, I don't know about you, but I felt a little bit out of place. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, 100%.
But I think it's mostly just because, I mean, we're not exactly company leaders right now, but maybe someday, but not quite yet. And a lot of the people we were surrounded by were, like, you know, very successful people, very high up in the industry, which is, like, amazing. And it was great connections. But I guess at first it was like, where do we belong in all this? But it was almost just an eye-opener. Like, it was so good.
Yeah, I think besides Felicity and Laurel, we were the youngest people there.
I think so, too, yeah.
Because Felicity's in grade 12.
I believe Laurel is also in grade 12.
She's in grade 11.
Grade 11, okay.
Yes, so besides them, we were the youngest ones there.
Yeah, exactly, so.
Crazy.
It was indeed.
Like, it was a bit sketchy getting there first, only because I didn't know anybody. Like, I was stood, it's a little funny thing that happened. I stood in the lobby of the Delta because I just did not know what to do and I didn't know where to go. And I was like, I don't want to walk somewhere and get someone be like, hey, what are you doing? So I was just standing there and I spotted Luke Joyce from Genoa and I like ran to him, ran. And I was like, oh my God, where do I go? And he looked at me and he's like, I don't know. I was like, what do we do? And then he goes over to this random guy and he goes, where's the conference? And I kid you not, he points just beyond the wall that I almost went past.
Oh, yeah. And while all this was happening, I was trying to make my way from the parking garage upstairs because I had no idea how to get in the building.
It's pretty complicated.
Oh, man, it was something else. And then, don't even get me started. I was so confused. But anyway, I walked up over the stairs and there Stephanie was, and I was like, wonderful.
Probably like, because I think Felicity was there.
Yes.
Or Laurel.
Yeah, there was a couple of people there. And I was like, thank goodness.
Oh, first day was hectic.
But it was definitely good.
It was very fun. And there was coffee. There was so much coffee. So much coffee.
I don't know if you've seen that, like the Facebook post that we had with the coffee.
Oh, yes.
I swear, no, this was us the entire weekend or the entire 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
No, we were like, where's the coffee? It's a networking break. We're going to get some more coffee.
I had about 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
Oh, so bad. But it was really good
coffee. It was Starbucks coffee.
It was delightful.
So it was really nice. And it was free. Yes. That's the best part.
Oh, obviously.
Like, one thing I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it to you or, like, Mr. Shepard or my mom or, like, my boyfriend. I don't know. Somebody I told, I was like, you can tell that this place is for women. If you know what I mean. Like, it's not catered for men.
Yeah.
Because that sounds really weird saying, like, oh, it's Starbucks coffee. But, like, just, like, there was coffee, there was all kinds of tea.
I feel like they really thought out the little things.
They did.
What I mean? Like, it was very well put together, and I don't know. It was great.
It was great, because it was just, like, comforting.
Yes.
Comforting.
It was very welcoming. Like, it was, like, a big hug, almost.
Yeah, because the room, there was no, like, one of the things brought up in some of the panels was that a lot of times when other women, like, in the room would go to conferences, it would be a lot of men there. And they said that, oh, haha, this is how men must feel going to conferences.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many, like, I know there was a couple of, like, posts on LinkedIn that were, like, talking about the conference. And they were saying how, like, welcoming and, like, how just, I guess, relatable you could feel with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And how, like, everyone felt so comfortable. And that was, like, probably one of the main things that I found was, I don't know, it was really nice to see.
It was. Yeah. And I think that's everything.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
We will be back eventually. I don't know when.
Yeah, sometime soon.
We will be back. We will stop taking 6 month long breaks.
Yes. No yes. more.
Anyway, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Raven Caster podcast. If you are enjoying this program, please consider subscribing to the podcast in Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or from wherever you download your podcast. If you would like to support our project, please get in contact with us. Our email address is ravencaster@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.